Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Community School District Superintendent Willie Stone about the middle school building. At the recent Washington School Board meeting, there was a topic of the middle school building brought up and potential discussions for future plans. Can you share what is happening at this point in time?
Really, that topic was brought up in a larger discussion about our five-year plan. We're really trying to get together a good building plan that we can move forward with for building a grounds plan that we can move forward with over the next 5 years. With that, we're looking at year three, 2023, would be the time that we want to start looking at doing something, or that would be when we want to start doing something with our middle school building. And we're really not sure what that is. We're looking at, I believe, three or four different options. One is to renovate the building there. Another option is to have part of the building and tear the rest of the building down, possibly keep the old gym, tear the rest of the building down, and then rebuild there. Or the third option, I believe, is going to be looking at to add on, put a middle school, high school out at the high school, kind of take back that old high school, it's the old middle school or old junior high, take that building back and add on to it, and then add on to the high school, and have a central campus for our 6 through 12 out there. So those are the three options that we're looking at, and we're really, right now, we haven't picked any of them. We're more so looking at just starting to try to get some community feedback about what we think is best for kids and trying to move forward. We're getting to that point where we are going to need to run a bond issue on it. I do know that no matter what we do. And we need to get an idea of what our public wants to do, because one thing we can't do is not do anything. And that's happened a few times to the building, and it just keeps getting worse and worse when we choose not to do anything. So that's really where we're at with it.
And can you share why this is a topic of conversation at this point, some of the condition of the current building?
With the asbestos that's in the building, with the piping that's going bad, everything's just starting to run out. We're not really able to fix them anymore. So we're really trying to look at, we want to be proactive, and we want to try to offer our kids the best we possibly can. And in order to do that, we need to make sure we have the best facilities for them.
And are there any accessibility issues with the current facility?
There are. When we upgrade, or if we renovate there, we'll have to renovate the whole building and make it ADA compliant. And it's that there's just going to be a lot of changes that we have to make. And that's stuff that we'll cover through our presentations to our community as we start talking. So, there are definitely ADA compliance issues that we'll need to meet. That's going to be part of that discussion with our community. So, and letting them know what we need to do and the best things we need to do are for our kids.
And at this stage, have any dollar figures been discussed?
We have a general budget. It's not exact. Right now, we're looking at possibly anywhere between 20 to 30 million, and depending on what we need to do. And each one costs, I mean, and they're very far out there numbers. You know, they're very surface level numbers. They're not exact numbers. So once we get more information from our community, then we'll start putting more exact numbers in on what we need to do and what will be best for the district and best for our taxpayers.
And you've mentioned the community input. Will there be certain ways that people can give that input back to the school board to make decisions?
Definitely. We're looking at trying to do multiple ways of doing that. We're really, honestly, this is where COVID's really hurt us as an institution, because this conversation was actually going to start last spring. We're a little bit further behind, but we are just going to have, we're going to try to have open public meetings when we get to the ability to have those and have people come in and talk. And then if they're not able to do that, then we want people to get in touch with us. Shoot board members an email, shoot me an email, or give me a call. We just want to look at trying to, as I said, we just want to look at the whole situation and try to get a clear picture of what we as a community think is going to be best for our kids and how we can move forward.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just we're lucky. I feel fortunate to be here, or we feel fortunate to be in Washington and have the backing that we do have from our community. I know in the past there's been some tension over this, but we're going to try to go at it from a different way and try to get a lot of support up front so we know what our community wants and try to go that way to try to do what's best for kids. And like I say, this whole conversation, I keep saying that, and most people know that any decision I make, we try to do what's best for kids, and that's our goal. No matter what decision we make, it's got to be what's best for kids.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington School District Superintendent Willie Stone talking about the middle school building. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.